Here we are almost 2 months into the year 2020, and so how are you doing on your New Year's resolutions? Have you stuck to what you said you were going to do in the new year? That is a question that the Real Warriors campaign is asking of members of the military and veteran communities. Are you following through with your psychological health care that you had pledged to do this year? Joining us right now to talk a little bit more about the importance of this is Captain Cassandra Ross, Executive Officer for the 120th Airlift Wing in the Montana National Guard. Captain Ross, good morning.
Good morning, sir. Thank you for having us.
I appreciate you joining us. We're also joined by Dr. Nick Polisi, Governmental Action Officer for the Real Warriors Campaign. Doctor, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Captain Ross, I want to start with you. Why is it so important for members of the military and veterans to reach out for help with their psychological health? This has become a big issue, hasn't it?
It has. It's becoming more and more prevalent the more we understand. So psychological health concerns, they can become more serious if they're not identified early and treated. So reaching out early and often is the way to get ahead of that before it becomes impeding to your daily life.
You have firsthand experience with this, don't you, Captain?
I sure do. I struggled for a while with some previous trauma that happened in my youth, and I honestly didn't want to admit that I was struggling with anything, but it really started to impact my home life. I didn't want to go to home. I didn't want to go to work. And the wife, the mom, the airman that I wanted to be. And the longer I waited, the more it started to impact my career and the more overwhelmed I started to become with the side effects and symptoms of it. But ultimately, I did go see the director of psychological health on base, and I did reach out for help. It took about 5 counselors for me to find one that fits my personality, so I had to keep reaching out and keep trying to find one that fit. But now I've not only treated the underlying issues, but I now have the skills and the tools that when things do come up, I know how to handle them for myself. And I think that's important that people realize that we can't compare our stories to others. We just have to take what we're struggling with and learn what works for our mind and our body. The same as you would physical fitness, psychological health has to be maintained over time.
Dr. Polizzi, she's absolutely right, isn't she? Making that call is difficult, but that first step is essential.
Oh, 100%. I mean, Captain Ross is right on the money. It's sort of like when a warrior gets that prickly feeling inside, perhaps. They know something's wrong. That's like your check engine light, and everyone knows what the check engine light is on their car. It says, hey, something's not quite right under the hood. And we know the jokes about, oh, I put my thumb over it or I put tape over it. But really, either perhaps you pay now and it's a $50, fuel pump that you got to fix under your hood, or you pay later and the engine falls out while you're on the freeway and you have to get a whole new car or a $3,000 engine or something. That's the analogy we like to use for reaching out for psychological health. When you know something's not right, or and this is just as important if you're somebody's friend or their husband or wife or leader in the military, and you notice that this other person in your life, they're just not quite themselves for whatever reason, that's the check engine light. And that's when you should reach out early and often. Now, luckily, what we have is realwarriors.net, because most people don't know where to go. I guess I'll Google, I'll go to WebMD, I don't know. If you go to realwarriors.net, we have all types of information about psychological health issues, some that everybody knows, PTSD, depression, but then some other ones that are more, they seem like a little less significant, but can be more significant over time. Anger issues, dealing with grief, have trouble sleeping. If you go to realwarriors.net, there's tons of information there to learn and to kind of dip your toe into the psychological health world. And also, there's almost 100 stories just like Captain Ross's there. So warriors can see other real warriors talking about how they got help and how it's improved their lives.
Captain Ross, that makes a big difference, doesn't it, knowing that others have been where you are and that they were able to find help?
Sorry about that. I think so. I think the more we share our stories and the more we own the struggles that we had, it's going to help others to say, okay, they struggled, it's normal, I can get help and I can get through this.
There you go. And again, Doctor, what's the website where people can go for that first step?
It is realwarriors.net, and it's mobile friendly. So if you're sitting there waiting for a bus or at your kid's basketball game, you can scroll through and get lots of information, and we can send you information, and there's opportunity to live chat. It's the one-stop shop in terms of busting up the stigma around psychological health in the military.
All right. Really important stuff, folks. Thanks so much for joining us. We really appreciate your time this morning.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
All right. Have a great day.